Okay, I think we're going to end off Hilchos Tefilas Kehillim. The next thing we'll talk about is Dvarim that are Asur Mishum Sakana. But first, there's a few like last things that I wanted to just discuss in Tefilas Kehillim. So the first thing is that many times we buy Kehillim and we don't know. How do we know that whether the owner, the previous owner, was a guy, that now when I buy it, it's mechuyev in tefilas kelim or not? So Ramesh has a tshuva, and Ramesh says that since roiv of the world is goyim, so we could assume that we go bas a roiv, that the kli was previously owned by that the company is owned by a guy, and therefore it's mechuyev in tefilas kelim. Now, if the kli is made in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit more problematic because most people living in Eretz Yisrael are Jews. So you would have to assume that it's a Jewish-owned kli and not be and that you wouldn't be able to be that you wouldn't need tevil. But misafik, you would have to be tevil without a bracha at least because it could be it's non-Jewish-owned. So if it's roiv goyim, meaning in chutz laretz, you could even make it do tefillah with a bracha. What? Any store. You buy it in a Jewish owned store, No, a brand new kli. And never was used before, but now it's the first time it's getting a shem kli suda, right? In the store owner's place, it never was mechuyev in tefillah yet. Now when you buy it, it becomes mechuyev in tefillah. So do we say, so how do I know that the company was owned by a guy? So Ramesh says that you can go bas a roiv. Now, the question is, that there's a halach in Yeridea, that kol kavua kemechza mechza, which means to say that if I have, let's say the case of the Gemara is, if I have 10 stores, 9 of them are kosher, 1 of them is treif, and I buy meat in a certain store, I don't know which store it is. Since the stores are in its place and non-moving, they don't move it anywhere. So we say that we assume that it's mechza al mechza, 50-50. And we assume that there it's talking about a case of meat, that you're not allowed to eat the meat because we have to assume that 50-50 maybe it's non-kosher meat. That's the case. When I buy a kli, then we should say 50-50. Maybe it's a guy's kli. How do I know? So there Ramesha says that once, if the suffix starts not in its original place, meaning I didn't buy it in the factory, I bought it in a store. The suffix was there already. The suffix is not created down there. The suffix is right now. Right here has already left its location. Now it came to here. Now I have a suffix. Zakr Meisha, so there would be still chayiv tefillah with a bracha. So anyway, in America, any kli that you buy, you could assume tefillah with a bracha. But in Eretz Yisrael, if it's made in Eretz Yisrael, not just sold, there are many things that are sold here that are not made here, rave things. If I'm not mistaken, there's no glass company that's in Israel. So many things that come from Israel that's glass, they're not made here. So therefore, you would be chayiv tefillah.
Electronics. There's maybe one company that's made here in Israel, and that also it used to be only one company, and that one company didn't have electronics.
So they have it. You know, even Tanuv is owned by the Chinese. So,
Tanuv is owned by Chinese.
Yeah.
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 Really?
Uh-huh. They recently bought it like a year ago. So.
Also, Osun was owned by Nestle.
Really?
Yeah. So.
So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, you could assume, if it's made in Eretz Yisrael, you could assume that it was Jewish owned. But if it's from America, then you could, or Chutz Laretz, you could assume that
it's... Well, it's not by the Jewish, it's owned
by... Right. And even vice versa, even if the Jew owns the company, even if it's Goyish workers, then it wouldn't be Mechuyev and Tefillah. If a Goy owns it, even if it's Jewish workers, it wouldn't be Mechuyev and Tefillah. It's telling you who's the Bailam. Okay, now, we said also that Rav Yishenim hold that you're not allowed to use a kli even for the first time unless you tevel it. Now, dini chatzitza. The halacha is that tefilas kelim by tefilas kelim the same way as hilchas nida, that something that a person's, if it's ruba yomakbid, it's isa deraisa, and it's chatzitza mederaisa. If it's roiv and you're not makbid, or if it's a miut and you are makbid, it's chatzitza mederabanan. So now the question is, what is considered makbid? So for example, let's say you're not makbid on it, your wife is. Do we go bust to the husband or do we go bust to the wife? So The pashtus is that it goes bus to the husband. The husband is the one who owns the kli. He's the bailim. And it's told if he has hakpada or not. Meaning, again, it also would be told like this. It has to be that the roiv of the world is not makbid, and you are not makbid. But if roiv of the world is makbid, even though you say you're not makbid, then still blives hakpada. So you have to take it off. But what, let's say roiv of the world is not makbid on such a thing, and you happen to be makbid, you have to take it off. What happens if you're not makbid and your wife is makbid? Pashtus says you don't have to take it off. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that yesh lahasir, meaning to say, because it's a halach in Hilchas Nida, that even if it's a miut she'enay makbid, if it's a minute amount and you're not makbid on it, we still lechatchila take it off. Try to take off all chatzitzas.
That's good. She, it's her.
No, but still, the word is that it has to be nichnas l'teich hamayim. As long as there's something which...
But you wouldn't have to say, if the guy's makbid, the guy's not makbid, she's yamakbid,
not her own chatzitza. It's not so pashut. There was a big shiloh, yeah, a few months ago. There was a machlokes between a husband and a wife. Her nail wasn't cut well, and she said she wouldn't be makbid, and the husband said that he would be makbid. And they were machmir, and she had to go back to b'tayva.
Really?
So... such a simple shayla. So, so therefore, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But the Ma'aseh, the place can say that lechatchila, you should. What? Yeah. Okay. Now, the Ma'aseh, you have to make sure that you get it off. Like, if let's say also glue. If let's say you take off the sticker and there's still glue on it, you mamish have to work hard to get it off. Because if glue for sure, people are more makbid on. And even if you're going to say, I'm not makbid, but at the end of the day, you don't want that sticky part over there. The person's still makbid on it. Okay, so if you're never going to take it off, you're not makbid on it. It would depend on what everyone else is.
It's one of these glittery stickers that looks nice.
Oh, so that's something else. Oh,
sometimes you have like
so that's fine.
Mugs,
right.
The glass mugs, and they have like a nice...
So that would be fine, because that generally people would want it there.
But within the time, it could be...
It doesn't make a difference. As long as right now it's something that you would want there, even if later on down the line, it's falling off, it wouldn't...
That area didn't get titled.
It doesn't make a difference. Because at that the point of when you bought it, it wasn't mechuyev and tefillah underneath there. Because you wanted it there, and that's what everyone would want. Now, also, you have to be careful when you put a kli inside that there are no air bubbles. At least, let's say, a kli that you use the inside of it. For example, something that has a narrow spout. If you table a salt shaker, anything that the opening is narrow and it's hard to get in, you have to really make sure that the ear goes out and the bubbles goes in, because the whole entire thing has to be tight. Upside down won't help that, Rabbi. You have to do it sideways and go down slowly, and then the ear bubbles come out. You should do it the opening upwards. So this way, the bubbles go out and the water goes in. Now the bracha that we make is al tfilas kli, if it's one keli, or al tfilas kelim, if it's two. We also spoke about that, what about sending a katan? So the Mechaber says that you're not allowed to send a katan, ein maminim katan, to be tevil. That's just because he's not nema. Not that he's not allowed to be tevil the kli, he's just not nema to say that he did it. The Ramah says that if there's a Yisrael, if there's a gadol emir al gabav, then that does work. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger is mekel on glass, because he says that since glass is only drabbanon, a katan is neman on drabbanon. But the Pesach Tshuva brings down.
I feel like a dish, like I would say like a plate that has sometimes they have like stickers on the bottom. I can tell us if the stickers are not there.
So the bay also like.
But I would take it off, because yeah. It's a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? But. It doesn't bother me. You don't see it. It's not like.
Yeah, it would depend on what the norm is. If many times people like, you know, when it says the name of the thing, if it says that it's crystal or it's a fancy name, so people like to have a sticker on it. So, you know, it really would depend on, meaning even if you're not makbid, but again, it would depend on what rave of people are. So if rave of people would be makbid on such a thing, then you would have to take it off. I would assume that people are not. You want to take it off? So then you would have to take it off. Because it depends on you. Because you, if you are makpid, then you also have to take it off. Yeah. So now the Pesach Tshuva brings down that even by glass, a katan is not nemon because it's a schazik isura. Meaning, since right now it's usher to use, so for a katan to be nemon on a scenario where it's a schazik isura, a katan is not nemon. So this is the Pesach Tshuva. The Aruch HaShulchan is chayuk, and he says that here it's not a schazik isura. It's not an isser in using it. There's a mitzvah to be toivel it. I'm not allowed to use it, but the isser comes from the mitzvah. So since it's only a mitzvah to be toivel it, therefore he says he's nemen by glass. But I think the minig. No, because he's saying it, then it's not called cheskes isser. He's saying since it's only a mitzvah, that's not cheskes isser. Right, fine, but the
is because.
Because there's an isser, yeah. No, because of the isser. That's what he sounds like. That's what he sounds like from over there. But ma'isa minigoyim is that we're not tevil anything. We don't allow a katan to be tevil anything unless there's either a yisrael there or you, there's a yisrael there and he calls you.
Lady
is also fine. Yeah. It could be tevil. You can watch the cotton be tevling, but you know you have to. The, whoever's watching the cotton has to let the parents know. Either write a letter or something like that, or call up.
Yeah,
so that this way.
I'm not gonna say what hours, but yeah, night hours.
Yeah, for stay.
And yeah, I don't want to go there.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lady would be right. A lady is kosher to be tevel mikvah. Now also, lechatchila one should not be tevel one kli within another kli because the weight of one kli on top of the other kli could be the water won't get underneath. So even though lemaisa nowadays we you know they have these plastic baskets or things like that. So what you should do is even if you're going to be tevel, let's say a lot of dishes or a lot of silverware or something like that where they're going to be on top of each other, you should try to just shake it a bit so that this way water is going to get in between and. And this way, water gets all around it.
So I think that can go on just before, like, really the basket has to be used for two, that's right. I think it was just one of the